I'm Tim McGuire. The Pentagon says U.S. troops in Syria came under artillery fire from the Turks today in an area where Turkey knows U.S. troops are present. Navy Captain Brooke DeWalt, a Pentagon spokesman, says the artillery explosion came within a few hundred yards of the U.S. troops. DeWalt warns Turkey must avoid actions that could result in immediate defensive action. Turkey launched its attack following President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops away from the area. As he was leaving the White House for a rally in Louisiana, Trump again threatened economic sanctions against Turkey.
If Turkey does something that they shouldn't be doing, we will put on sanctions the likes of which very few countries have ever seen before.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria. The impulsive action of President Erdogan to invade northern Syria has put the United States in a tough situation.
Despite the criticism, Turkish President Recep Erdogan says his country will never stop this step. We will not stop no matter what anyone says. President Trump says the trade talk with China have resulted in what he calls a phase one agreement. He says U.S. farmers will be seeing a boost in trade with China.
They were purchasing 16 or 17 billion at the highest point, and that'll be brought up to 40 billion to 50 billion. So I'd suggest the farmers have to go and immediately buy more land and get bigger tractors. They'll be available at John Deere and a lot of other great distributors.
The administration has suspended a tariff increase on $250 billion in Chinese imports that was set to take effect next Tuesday. The White House says the two sides made some progress on the thornier issues, including China's lax protection of foreign intellectual property, but more work will have to be done on key differences in later negotiations. This is AP Radio News. Testifying in defiance of President Trump's ban, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment investigators Trump himself pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and to get her out of the country. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith, with the network since its 1996 start, left after his shift ended today.
It was an abrupt move. Smith said on his broadcast he asked the network to let him out of his contract, and the network agreed. The news reached the White House.
Did I hear Shepard Smith is leaving?
Smith had debunked some statements made by President Trump.
I assume he's leaving because he had bad ratings. He had the worst ratings on Fox.
Smith's departure also comes one day after Attorney General William Barr met privately with the founder of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch.
I wish Shepard Smith well.
Before signing off, Shepard Smith said even in the currently polarizing nation, it's his hope the facts will win the day. The truth will always matter. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.